Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time for our weekly game show. Bridge the gap. You can watch Bridge the Gap live right now on our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search for Alice973 or go to @RadioAlice973. First off, we're going to start with Gen X. Longtime friend of the show, longtime friend of Vinny's. We have a surgeon in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we do.
It's Deepak playing for Gen X.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Are you nervous?
Not really. It's just like a fun little thing to come in to do.
I knew that you had had some surgery to repair some injury, but I did not know you were still all strapped up. Dang, dude.
Yeah, you got a lot of equipment on you, Deepak.
I do. Yeah. I use a lot of equipment in general. So, I mean, it's kind of like, it's not that hard.
How much longer are you stuck in that, whatever you call that thing?
Well, it's a sling.
A sling?
And I have it for 3 more weeks.
It's like a ball sling, though, weirdly. Like, it has a cushion to keep your arm in a certain position.
Exactly.
And then there's a little ball to grab onto. Like a doorknob.
Or a ball.
Or a ball. We'll go with a ball.
When you sleep, are you wearing that?
No.
Yes.
You wear that to bed?
Well, the problem is if you don't have this on in bed and you start moving your
shoulder around,
then it's going to, like, move the shoulder, and the point right now is to immobilize the shoulder, let it heal.
Oof. Mm. All right.
Yeah, I want you to lean in a little bit.
Okay.
There. It's hard
is that
to get.
Better?
That's the mic angle is not awesome, but you're. Oh yeah, pull it over right next to you.
Do that.
Yeah, that's nice. But talk a little louder too.
I can do that.
Great. Perfect.
I have a loud voice.
Have learned
as
from the best.
You know.
Yes. Now
the gentleman sitting next to you.
Talking. All right. Let's turn our attention to the Zillennials now. Playing for the Zillennials, it's Emily from SF. Thank you for last minute agreeing to come in today.
Absolutely.
At her wedding, these are fun facts about Lisa we're going to get to.
She wrote in and told us these.
Yes. So at her wedding, my father-daughter dance started as a sweet Paul Simon song and transitioned into The Distance by Cake. People still bring it up. And we met in the picnic table area.
Yes, I believe so.
I totally remember
okay.
you. We had a whole convo. We were at the Cake Ben Folds Five, or actually just Ben Folds, concert a few years back. And very randomly struck up a conversation and found out she was a listener.
Mm.
It was great. For you, Vinny, she went to U of O.
Go Ducks.
And one of her first jobs after graduation was an event rep for Ninkasi Brewing, which was founded by your friend.
Yeah, so you worked with James.
I never met him personally.
Oh, James
but
had
I,
already moved on.
Exactly.
Okay,
but I supported the brand, repped it, loved the beer.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
Fun for Maddie. I absolutely have and will tell people to put their shopping carts away. Even worse, I do it in a really passive-aggressive way and say, oops, I think you forgot to move to return your cart.
I go,
I love you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I think you forgot that. I can help though. Like, no. Yes, it's a job for someone else to like, it could be their job, but you got to do it yourself. You can do it. Go do it.
You can do it.
And then they like roll into the driveway or into the parking lot. It's not cool.
I might be rooting for Zillennials today.
Woo.
Get out of
come
here.
Come on,
what's wrong
Manny.
With you?
Fun for Bob. Not exactly original, but Ferris Bueller's Day Off is also Emily's favorite movie. When she got, I guess that's AOL Instant Messenger.
AIM.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
When I was in middle school, I wanted Sausage King of Chicago to be my screen name. My dad, thankfully, wouldn't let me.
Ah, that's so good.
Love it.
All right.
Sausage King of Chicago.
Abe Froman.
Okay,
I
agree.
You just watched it. Yeah, I was going
to
say that was just on the clock.
I didn't have to watch it, remember? So you each get a nice little prize pack, thrilling. And just for playing today, you both get tickets to see Santana and the Doobie Brothers at Shoreline.
Oh,
wow.
So
fun. That's a good show.
It's a great show.
I've seen Santana. He's great.
Yes, amazing. And the two of them, like the Doobie Brothers, hit after hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. All right, here's how it works. Gen X will ask the Zillennials questions that anybody in Gen X, that's you, Deepak, should know the answer to. If the Zillennial player answers correctly, they get a point. If they don't, then the player from Gen X gets a chance to steal. So don't shout out answers. Make sure that the question is being addressed to you before you yell out an answer. Then it's the Zillennial's turn to ask a question. We go back and forth asking questions between the generations for 5 rounds. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Any final thoughts before we embark upon this mission?
Good luck, Emily.
Yeah, you too.
Isn't that nice?
we're friends.
Good. I think you go first this week.
Okay, I'll go first. Great. Deepak, first question from the Zillennials to Gen X. Who was the first winner of American Idol?
You gotta be kidding me.
You don't know?
American Idol. Is that a singing one?
Yes. It's the original singing one.
That's the one with Simon on it, right?
Yes.
That guy.
And it was Randy.
And he's like, yeah, oh, right. And
Paul
then,
Abdul.
Okay. God. Was it Kelly Clarkson?
It was Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, my God!
Yeah! Wow. Did you just scam me? I gave you so many hints because I thought you needed the help.
I do need the help.
And then boom.
Well,
the look on his face when you said American Idol, I'm like, oh no.
I totally looked away, so there was no possibility, like even the look on my face would let anything be known.
I think I just got scammed.
No. Hmm. I don't
Maybe.
Do that.
Well, it's possible.
Then I'm gonna make the rest of the questions.
No!
Yes.
One
right.
Nothing.
One to nothing. Here's your first question, Emily, for the Zillennials.
Okay.
Rosanna Arquette is searching for Susan in the 1985 movie Desperately Seeking Susan. Who plays Susan?
I have absolutely no idea. Mm-hmm. Let's say Cher.
That is actually a great guess.
That is a really good guess.
That's a really good guess, but that is not the correct answer. All right, it's your chance to steal.
This comes to mind. I don't know if it's right. Is it Madonna?
It is Madonna.
So I must have known somewhere that there was music involved.
That wasn't a guess,
Emily. That feels like a win for me.
I
feel actually kind of good.
You should. I would too.
Thank you.
That
you know
was great.
What? Let's get her a little trophy, should we? Okay. Yes. Back to you. By the way, the score is 2-0.
Mm.
2 to a half mystery point.
Yeah. Well, we have positive attitudes
here.
Yes.
Having fun is all that matters to the Zillennials. Okay, Deepak. Gretchen Wieners is like totally rich because her dad invented what?
Oh my God, who is Gretchen Wieners?
I'm not telling you.
Okay, was she born? Is it a hot dog?
No, but that's a solid guess.
I don't know this either.
I don't either.
Gretchen Wieners is like totally rich because her dad invented
toaster strudels.
Correct.
Oh boy.
What's it from?
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
Oh.
Right.
All right.
On the board.
I was thinking it might be Clueless or something. I don't know. Okay. So there you go. You are on the board. And I would also like to say, sometimes someone's leading so much so that they start to get a little overconfident. Like last week when the Zillennials had 0. And Dollarita Steve all of a sudden came roaring back. He locked in and started, so never feel bad. There's always a chance. All right, here we go. What Gen X favorite band was fronted by Michael Stipe? That one is for you, Emily.
Okay. Well, I've never heard of Michael Stipe. So let's just say, the first band coming to my mind is Kiss, but I know that's not even him. So
yeah, that is not.
Let's just say.
You said
Rush.
Kiss. Oh, okay, it's not Rush either.
Okay, should I just keep listing bands I know and say, let's say
it's a Gen X favorite band, fronted by Michael Stipe.
Well, Rush will be fun at some point soon, but Michael Stipe was a lead singer of REM.
Say it a little louder.
REM.
That is correct. REM.
Do you know that band?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What's the score?
3-1.
Deepak, what brand made the pink razor?
Oh.
Like an actual razor?
No. The phone.
Oh, Motorola.
Oh.
I was thinking Schick.
I know.
I was thinking Venus.
Yeah.
Nope, it's correct. That's correct. It was Motorola.
Oh, did he say Motorola?
Yeah, he said it.
Oh.
Somewhere in there.
I didn't even hear you say it. Okay.
I snuck it in.
Motorola made the razor, the pink razor.
Woo!
I feel like that would got by me. Okay. What influential 1980s hip hop group was known for the song they did with Aerosmith, Walk This Way?
Okay. Was that Run DMC?
It was Run DMC. Well done. It is 4 for Gen X, 2 for the Zillennials. Good job, Emily.
Thank you.
Deepak, what does this stand for? I-Y-K-Y-K.
I-Y-K-Y-K? Oh, geez.
I know what this is.
Did you say Y? I-Y-K-Y-K?
Mm-hmm.
You? I have no idea.
Ooh, Emily, for the steal. I-Y-K-Y-K stands for?
If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, you know.
It's on Instagram posts all the time.
What's that?
Right.
Exactly. Well, if you know, you know, then you'd be, then you would know. All right, here we go. Next question.
What's the score?
4-3.
Ooh. It's anybody's game.
It's it really is anybody's game. What commercial catchphrase was popularized by the 1970s Alka-Seltzer ads featuring a headache and heartburn?
Say it one more time.
What commercial catchphrase, it was actually a little jingle, was popularized by the 1970s Alka-Seltzer ads featuring a headache and a heartburn?
Okay, headache and heartburn, but Alka-Seltzer's the little one where you drop it in the water and it fizzes. Oh. Maybe something like fizzy, something with fizz, but no, I don't know it.
But way to deduce. Okay. You, again, another like ethereal mystery point.
Oh, thank you.
But no point. Oh. No real point. All right, Deepak, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know, but it is like something around the lines of drop, drop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
It is something like that, but that is incorrect.
Ah!
It's plop, plop, fizz, fizz. But, you know, closer than, you know, mystery woman over here. No points assigned on that one. It is.
Oh, what is the score?
4-3. It remains
is this
4-3.
The last question?
This is, there is one more question from each generation.
Deepak, which politician became an iconic meme after being photographed sitting alone, arms crossed, bundled up with mittens at the 2021 presidential inauguration?
Talk it out. Let's hear what you're thinking.
Okay, well, 2021 inauguration, that was when Biden was, right? Did they do the math right?
Yeah.
Biden was 2020, so that was him there. So that, well, it wasn't cold that time. It was cold for Trump's first one. Was it Joe Biden?
No, it was not Joe Biden. Emily, do you know what politician became a meme because of his mittens?
I believe that was Bernie.
It was Bernie.
It's Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, nice job.
It's a rough one. Okay, we're tied 4-4, and there's one question left, and you've got the first shot at it, Emily. What popular 70s and 80s TV show starred an alien from the planet Ork?
Something in Mindy, and Mork and Mindy. No, he starred Mork. Mork and Mindy. That'll be what I'm going with.
Mork and Mindy is the correct answer.
Job.
By a score of 5-4.
He gets the win.
Oh, Emily.
Nice job, Emily.
Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
This game.
That actually gave me a heart attack.
Just
whole
when you
game.
Think you've got it locked down.
You don't.
You don't. Exactly right.
This game rules.
Oh, D, I'm so sorry.
Congratulations, Emily.
Thank you.
What'd you say? Blop, blop, fizz, fizz? What'd
I
you?
Did. Drop. I should. I,
he said drop, once you, drop.
I said drop, drop.
That was worth a half a point, I think.
That was, yeah. Anyway.
But it wouldn't have mattered. I still, yeah. We would have been 4.5-5. You know what? Neither of you should be embarrassed. We almost every question got answered. That was a great round.
Good job.
Yeah, we made a good little team.
Yeah. 925. Can both of them win this week? I'm rooting for both of them.
I know. You guys are both pretty likable. You're both keepers.
Thank you.
Yeah. But somebody has to go, and it's you, Deepak.
Mm-hmm. Question on your way out, Deepak, from 510. Is the surgeon married?
Ooh. Well, I'm going to take a... That's a complicated answer.
Oh, it's one of those, it's complicated things.
I'm with you, sir. I understand that.
Are you dating?
That's another complicated answer.
Yes.
Stop it. Don't. My God. Is there anyone that you want to say hello to?
I do.
Both of my kids.
Hello, both of your kids.
Noah and Flynn are on the East Coast right now.
Oh, I met one of them at...
You met Flynn.
Yeah. Delightful
you met
child.
Did you
I?
Met them both at Vinny's
Which
wedding.
Which everyone was like, oh, they were little or
They not. Were literal. But you met Flynn at the Paramount.
Winterland.
He was a nice young man.
Everybody who met him was like, that kid's great.
He is. He's an impressive
too,
kid.
So I'm not surprised.
You know, Deepak's pretty good. So.
Yeah.
Mm. Anybody else? That's it?
That's it for now. Yeah.
All right. Emily, who do you want to say hi to?
Well, I'll say hi to, I have a little baby Cole at home. Just had him.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. So I'm like an elder Zillennial.
That's okay.
If you will. And then randomly, I saw Scott Capurro last night. I ran into him at the grocery store.
Oh,
and he said to say hi to everyone. So I'll give him a little shout out. He said he'd listen.
Oh, hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
He's Hi, Scotty.
Yeah.
Hey,
Scott. All right. Thank you guys for Thanks. Playing. And you'll get another prize next week just for playing. You still get to go to the Santana Doobie Brothers concert.
Yay.
It all works out for everybody. That was yet another great round of Bridge the Gap. Thank you, guys.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice 97.3.